Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Air. Are you? We've got the.
And I wish I never met her.
You're not in Portland. It can't possibly be that cold in Portland. Are you back in New York?
No, I'm in Portland. It was 49 today.
Jeez. As the high?
Oh, right now it's 51 degrees. Right now.
Okay.
And it's I'm in the shade. The wind is kind of blowing.
Yeah.
I'm out in a little park where there's some like bushes and rose gardens. So I'm just chilling, but it's not, I mean, this is the temperature it is really where this keeps me, you know, keeps me warm.
Okay. I know you are.
It's not Sacramento. You know that.
It's 80 today.
It's going to rain on Saturday.
I have a tank top under this. Like, it's perfectly fine. It's 80 degrees outside.
I love that.
Obviously, the NBA season gets underway. We were just talking about the Los Angeles Clippers and how this Clippers team is not the same as last year's or maybe the team that the rope-a-dope that you often get fooled with the Los Angeles Clippers. This roster is deep. They are built, in my mind, to compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't think they'll be as good as the Thunder are during the regular season, but I think this is a really good basketball team and a potentially dangerous one when the playoffs get here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the moves that they've made, if you like forget about what they did in the offseason, you go back and look at their roster and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot they went out and got Brooke Lopez, you know? Like, they got Bradley Beal for nothing? Like, he's just the role, no shade to him, but he's like not a piece that anybody's really thinking about in terms of like adding to this roster and how much meaningful buckets he can give you. Defensively, they're going to be nasty. Zubac has elevated himself to a place where people are saying that he could be, you know, all NBA type caliber center, which I don't know if I would go that far, but that just speaks volumes to how good he was last year and the step that he could take again. And having a backup like Brooke is huge. Like James, I'm watching Starting Five right now, and I tell you what.
Uh-oh.
I've never liked James Harden
Uh-oh.
As much as I do right this second. he really has settled in to finding his way and his role and a leadership capacity on this team. And maybe it's because he's from LA that he feels like he wants to pour in more than he did on other teams. But, like, he really has been good. He's been pretty much the connective tissue of the team. And then if Kawhi is healthy all year long, because remember, he didn't come back until midway through the season last year. They can win a lot of games, and they have a lot of lineup versatility, and Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in the league.
Mm. You know who I would also put in that in the group of players that you talked about there for the Clippers? I'd put Chris Paul in there as a backup point guard in the way that he's
again,
a floor general.
Another player that you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's going to help them out a lot. Like, he might even close some games just to free up some space for Harden and Kawhi in some of those instances.
They can play fast and they can play slow. Hmm. They can play big. You know, you still have Nick Batum there who has, like, played small ball five. They've got good wing defense. They've got a ton of guard play. This is just a team. The only thing that we really worry about is just the fact that they're the LA Clippers, you know, and that's just the Clippers.
Understandable, yeah.
Just, you know, they find a way to Clipper. But feels like they've built a team that's sort of Clipper, like sort of Clipper, like no kryptonite. You know what I mean? Like they can't do that anymore.
What do you think about the Nuggets?
Oh, man. And this is the team that's going to beat the Thunder.
She talking that talk.
Okay.
This is the team that's going to beat the Thunder. Think about game five. Thunder's down double-digit points in the fourth quarter. And really the Nuggets melted, truly melted. Some of the possessions just made no sense. They're turning the ball over. They're shooting bad shots. And that was what cost them the series. Game seven was a blowout, but we shouldn't have even gotten to a game seven. And I'm not disparaging the Thunder because the Thunder deserve their championship. They won a lot of games. They clearly have all the pieces to run it back again. They are deep. They're long. They're athletic. They're young. They have a bunch of different things to like about. But the Denver Nuggets had them. They really had them. And that team was not particularly deep. They were getting Peyton Watson minutes, huge Peyton Watson minutes, Julian Strother game. Like, they had Christian Brown. Those guys are fine players, fine players. But now you add Cam Johnson, and I cannot stress how exciting this Nuggets offense can be with Cam Johnson. His ability to cut without the ball and his court vision and passing skills are so underrated. He is not even close to the same type of player as Michael Porter Jr. A lot of people are like, oh, he's just Michael Porter Jr. with better defense. No, 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 no. This is going to change how they play offensively in a way that's going to give them so many open threes that it's so ridiculous, and so many easy back cuts that Jokic is going to be able to find Cam Johnson for. They're going to love playing together. So you have him. You add in Tim Hardaway Jr. for some, you know, off-the-bench shooting when you need it. You bring back Brucey Brown, who was a key piece of that championship team. And then you finally have a backup center. I guess the first backup center since probably Nurkic that Jokic has had. Like, and don't try to tell me DeAndre Jordan was that guy, because he was not. So you finally have a solution for all the problems that the Nuggets had. It's kind of like, wow, this is what happens when you fire Calvin Booth and you get in a real GM.
See, I think this Nuggets team, not saying they're going to win the title, but they might be better than the team that won the title for the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I love what they did this offseason. I'm a believer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm a believer. I think they're an NBA contender, championship contender. And I had five teams in there. I had the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Rockets, Knicks, and Cavs.
Not the Clippers.
I was just about to ask both of you guys, should the Clippers be in there? Because I had them right there the edge. But, yeah, they probably should be in there as a true championship contender.
Yeah, that first round series that they had, they melted in the sun.
I feel like
they could have beaten the Nuggets.
I feel like if you're going to put the Cavs in there, you got to put the Clippers in there. Because it's that same.
Oh, you have to.
It feels like it's the same. Well, wants to play. Like, those two teams feel like their regular seasons are irrelevant. Because it's like, I won't buy a single bit of it until I see it. I think most people feel like they won't buy a single bit of it from either one of those two franchises until they do it in the playoffs.
I don't know that Cleveland got better.
I think they didn't have to. I don't think they had to, though. I don't think they had to do anything.
I think
they
got worse.
How so?
By losing Ty Jerome?
You lose Ty Jerome. That's a big loss. It's a really big loss.
Really?
And I think you've got real injury issue question marks. Yeah, Ty Jerome, even just for the regular season, there were games where Ty Jerome went off for like 24 points in the second half.
He was
a heat on a heater. He was unstoppable. I think losing George Niang hurts them. I think DeAndre Hunter gives you higher upside, but he's already injured. So
I like Lonzo. I like Lonzo.
Yeah, I think Lonzo does. Yeah, I think Lonzo adds something, a different wrinkle to this team. But I am interested how he, Garland, and Donovan are going to share the floor together. What does that mean? Like, does that move? I don't really know. I mean, I guess you play a three-guard lineup or you maybe bring Garland. I really don't know. Maybe Lonzo off the bench, but
they won't
kind
be
of a
on
different
the,
thing.
They won't be on the floor together that often. Like, I don't see Lonzo unless it's working that night and they figured a way. I don't see him closing out games. You know, he's a true backup point guard in that situation.
Yeah, he helps them. I just don't think he's the same type of scorer. He's a great distributor, though, and he's big. He can rebound. Just a different guy. And I also think, are we sure that the Cavs aren't soft? You know, they got punched in the mouth and they just folded.
They were hurt last year in the playoffs. Like, they had a lot of injuries in the playoffs last year.
They did.
Including Donovan, who I think played hurt.
He played hurt. Garland played
hurt.
He
did play hurt.
Evan Mobley
missed
a couple
games.
Wasn't
Garland the only one that was like five?
No, he got hurt.
Mobley played hurt, for sure.
Garland got hurt because, remember, Stephen A. was telling him to play.
Yes, yeah, you're right about that. Yes.
The world would be a better place if Stephen A. just shut the hell up.
Garland had turf toe. That's what it was. And he was like, what's a turf toe? And it's like a torn ligament in the foot with, like, the most explosive part, the most integral part of your body as a basketball player is, like, to be able to push off your foot to, like, I don't know, accelerate or jump. Any of the motions, really, that you need.
It just dawned on me the real reason the NBA on NBC is so great is we don't have to see Stephen A. Smith in any way, shape, or form for like two or three nights a week. Oh, Trista, big Stephen A. fan, just left. She was like, no, that's not my president.
Oh, big Stephen A. fan.
You said, did the Cavs get better? Did the Knicks? Oh, I think we got a problem.
Oh boy!
Oh, we've got an issue.
Oh boy!
Hold on!
No, stay still. We got you back. Just stay. You can't move. Hold your arm up like this to the Portland sky. There it is. Yep. There it is. You got it. Yep.
You guys got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, I think my
God, it is beautiful wherever you are. By the way, that is just amazing.
Isn't it?
Greenery.
Look at this. You know, don't you see? And right back here is the ice agent, and then
the
dumpster. Everybody says Portland's some sort of crazy,
terrible
place.
Yeah, isn't there a war going on there now or something?
Yeah, I hear there's a war. I hear they're sending troops here. They're deploying troops here to the Rose Garden, Portland, Oregon. No, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. A lot of foliage. I don't know if the Knicks got better. I know they got deeper. That's probably the biggest thing is you add, like Casey said, you add Jordan Clarkson. You add in
Ubaldi.
You lose Malcolm Brogdon. What were you going to say, Casey?
Ubaldi.
Gerson Ubaldi as well. And I think that helps you. I still don't really know what I feel about Ubaldi, like whether his time on the Sixers was real or like what he is. If he's a role player or what. But, yeah, I think I'm really curious about Mike Brown and what this offense and defense is going to look like.
As you should be.
Because the biggest – I guess it's like a pink flag when they asked Carl Anthony Towns. Did you guys see this?
I heard about this. I didn't see it.
They were like, hey, you know, what about Mike Brown is giving you confidence – about your role in this offense? Like, what are you most excited about maximizing within this new system? And he's like, I really don't know.
Oh.
I really couldn't tell you. And he's just like, what? He's like, I guess figure it out. And you're like, well, that's not good because the season starts tomorrow. So when the guy you traded for,
I love Kat.
He's like, come on. I love the honesty, don't you?
Okay. Is there ever a point we should point out Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart are out tonight? So I forgot Josh was coming off the bench.
If
the depth is going to be, you know, the depth could be tested tonight against tomorrow against Cleveland. At some point, there needs to be a conversation about Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, what's the conversation?
He's problematic.
Why do you say he's problematic?
When you say problematic,
he does not care. Like, he's not a top tier.
You think he's a toxic teammate?
Yes, that's the word. That's the perfect word. He's toxic.
He's a toxic teammate.
I'll push back a little bit. What has he done in the last 3 years to make you think he's a toxic teammate?
I like how that's the time frame that Casey is giving us.
Well, I only say that because that's when he finally got good players to play around him.
You mean Jimmy Butler wasn't a good player?
They went to the playoffs that year. Andrew Wiggins, that's the model of, like, we're a top team because we have Andrew Wiggins now?
No, I mean, they had Jimmy Butler. They won 50 games. Yeah, they had Karl Anthony Towns.
And then Jimmy left.
He's got to be the thing that they have.
I don't think Karl Anthony Towns is, like, the savior of anything. But he's been on competent teams for the last 3 years. And I wouldn't say he was problematic on those teams.
He's,
oh my God.
I just, there's something about him that just doesn't compute to winning. Like, he doesn't, this is a tough sentence.
Conference finals.
He doesn't feel like a winner to me. But is that Karl Anthony Towns or is that the New York Knicks? He's a piece of a basketball team. He's not the centerpiece of a basketball
team.
They
didn't get there without him.
You know who's a winner? You know who's a winner? Jalen Brunson's a winner.
The guy they said shoots the ball too much?
They turned on Jalen quick.
Who doesn't pass?
No, this has been coming, guys, for two seasons at least. Because I was talking to people who's around the team. And this was when I said in the playoffs 2 years ago that Jalen Brunson could go down as the greatest Knick of all time. Mm-hmm. And my friend who has worked around the team called me immediately, literally like, publish, ring. And he was like, Tris, you need to stop pumping that man's tires, Jalen Brunson. And I said, I like Jalen Brunson. I think he's good. Like, he's turned the culture around there. And he goes, ask the teammates what they think about Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean? I said, OG Anunoby constantly complains about how much Jalen Brunson loves the ball in Jalen Brunson's hands. Like, it's almost Trae Young-esque. Oh. How passing is not something he really wants.
Drive-by shot at Trae Young.
Boy, too, Trae Young. Don't do that.
Trae Duck.
So I have been feeling that narrative will at some point catch up with him.
Oh, I think we're getting really, really close.
Well, you know the part of that narrative, too, that doesn't help and won't help him is that his dad's on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the whole thing just kind of feels funny to some people. But I'm like you, Tristan. I like Jalen Brunson. But I like Karl Anthony Towns too. Like I said, they didn't get there before Karl Anthony Towns. They lost two times in the semis. Got Karl Anthony Towns, beat Boston, got over the hump.
I think OG Anunoby was pretty hurt the season prior.
Yeah,
his hamstring was like off the bone.
Yeah.
He absolutely was hurt. But
Cap
won him a game in the conference finals.
They just ran into the Pacers earlier than they ran into the Pacers the next year. That's all.
OG didn't win him no game in the conference finals. Cap won him that game 3 in Indiana.
Cap played well.
But I think Cap is similar to the Trevor Lawrence conversation, not to that degree. Like, there's no one to the level of Trevor Lawrence's degree, but like I'm not suggesting he's a bad basketball player. He's
not
weird.
A ceiling raiser.
Like Jimmy Butler could drag a team somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe not today, but like Jimmy and his probably did it with the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Like Cat can't do that. And I know not all NBA players are
Miami.
Not all NBA players are built to do that, but there's always been this unique discussion about Cat about how he's just different the way he can play from every level of the basketball court. But there seems to be something that comes along with that talent that just it like sits and rots.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's his mentality. I don't know. Like so I didn't see the comments. I actually didn't even read them. I heard hearing about them from the first time from Tristan. I'm like, look, I could get my Mike Brown jokes off as much as I want to, but you're a team trying to get to the finals, and that's your response? And I mean,
just make something up, Kat. Just make something up. You know?
Yeah, bro, lie. Dude, just say words. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all the media is looking for is words. Now you've opened yourself up to something. And worse,
there's a crack.
You've opened Mike up to something. And Mike is having PTSD at this moment because of that remark.
You know it. Star player, criticizing the coach, having a misunderstanding about role.
Well, at least Kat did it publicly and not privately like everybody else did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, and he did it before a single NBA game was played.
I think Kat, and maybe this is what bothers you guys, is he's, I'm going to move around here a little bit, but he's got number one ability, but he's really a number two, but he carries himself like a number one. And there are times, like we saw in the playoffs, where that number one shines through, like, oh, this dude Kat, like, he's the truth. What'd he put up, 33 and 15, mm-hmm. and they want, like, there are times when it shines through, but mm-hmm. I would never rely on that. I would never rely on, oh, we got Kat, he's our foundation piece. Like,
But that's didn't just feel not like that's he what he's supposed. But that's what I always thought he was supposed to be.
He was supposed to be that, but that's just not who he is.
I think he's the potatoes. Not he but he's not the steak.
But did that happen when he was traded, or that was a, that was established in Minnesota that he's not
that
it?
That was established in Minnesota.
I think yes. I think they wanted that, but once you what you say, Chrysler 300 looked like Christ, like a Bentley till a Bentley pulls up.
Yeah.
Once
I don't think I said that. I think Cat Williams said it.
Once Ant-Man got there,
yeah,
it was
this
is a franchise player. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. cool. Cat, be number two. Yeah. And he did that for a little while. Like, he was fine with Cat. I mean, with Ant, as far as I know. But and then he got to New York, and he didn't – I don't feel like he tried to be number one. He was just Cat. He knew it was Brunson's team, and he did his thing. We'll see what happens, though. He could have lied, though. He could have just said, no, it's great. Yeah, that motion offense is crazy.
At what point do we expect Anthony Edwards to be the best player in the league?
Never.
He's never going to be the best player in the league?
No. I think Wemby has pretty much stop that from being a possibility.
So that's more I think that's more of a salute to Wemby than an indictment on Ant when you say that.
Yeah,
right?
Ant is phenomenal. Yeah. I think Ant is like a 28 point scorer per night. And that's really good. And like, he's an elite 3-point shooter now, and he plays with incredible force, and he's an awesome defender, and he is built like a basketball player, like a 2K player. But I just think with Shea being so young and Wemby being, you know, the next one up, I just don't think he's ever going to get higher than them. And I would like to be wrong, truly. But have you seen these clips of Wemby recently? This is only his...
Well, I watched him play a couple days ago.
But I mean, like, if he can brush off defenders and they can bounce off him, and his, like, weight isn't an issue in terms of, like, people being able to stop him just for the sheer fact that he's undersized or slight. This man could be 7'7". They're saying that they're lying about his height, that he's actually 7'7", that Boban said he's a few inches taller than Boban.
Yeesh.
You know what Boban was doing the other day that was funny? Like, women do this a lot. Tall women do this a lot. Boban, did you see Boban on ESPN at all?
Mm-mm.
So we obviously couldn't hear it because it happens at the start of our show. But he was clearly trying to make himself smaller. Like, I see you see this around, like, and maybe they don't do it as much anymore. But like, Rebecca Lobo would do this a lot. Rebecca Lobo's tall. Mm-hmm. She would always try to make herself smaller. Boban was doing that on the set where he was like standing in this awkward position where he was like almost in like a lunging, like bending down like position. And it's like, oh, Boban, buddy,
stand up. Be you.
Like, it's all right. Like, Winhurst is just a tiny little fella next to you. It's okay. It's all right.
Shout out, Boban. I didn't get a chance to hear him, man.
I didn't either. I would have loved to. I would have absolutely loved to hear what Boban had to say on NBA today, but I missed it. I would have loved to hear his take on Victor Wembanyama, too.
Oh, man.
He can do that, and he's legit. If he's actually – I mean, we know they say he's 7'5". That's just unfathomable in terms of ability to rebound, block shots, going to the rim. Obviously, he has the three-level scoring ability. Like, I think he could be the best player in the world really soon. I don't think that's like a particularly unique take. I don't think it's ever going to be Ant's show.
I think he could be top five.
Yeah, he can be top five for sure. I just don't think he'll be number one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a... Okay, so what day was this written? Oh, today. This is today. De'Aaron Fox is nearing a return to 5-on-5 competition, which would be the final stages of his rehabilitation.
I do not care.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Okay.
Man's getting healthy out here. What do you say? That'll be about 2 weeks? What you think? Like, if he's set to
That's what
return,
I was trying to figure out. Yeah,
two,
like
3 weeks.
If he's nearing 5-on-5, I mean, that could be 2 weeks. That could be 2 days, mm-hmm. Depending on what the team wants to do. Why such a reaction? Oh, I just noticed the time. It's fine. Why such a reaction?
I mean, he's just not going to be an impact on this team. And the team
really?
Will.
Well, this
the team
year
will,
he will
find out. The team will find out that they must trade him. That he will not stay in San Antonio for the rest of this contract.
Follow-up question. Damian Barling, ESPN 1320 in Sacramento. Hi, Trista. Would De'Aaron have trade value in the scenario you just presented?
Yeah, he would.
He would.
He would.
Okay. And I'm not asking with a
is that multiple second round picks? Is that more than one first round pick? What are we talking about value? What does value mean?
Well, it might be, I'm thinking of one scenario specifically. If he went to Milwaukee with a couple of first rounders or one first, you know, other teams' first rounders, Milwaukee might be like, okay, we could do that. We can give up Giannis for that. We're getting De'Aaron Fox.
Give up Giannis?
Well, they got to make the money work.
What? They're not trading Giannis for De'Aaron Fox.
Well, I don't know.
What are you
insane? I don't know how much better they would get for that when you talk about the money.
Sometimes it's just about making contracts.
Yeah. I'm sure they would want Cooper Flagg, but the money don't work.
As long as you're willing to come off the pitch, that's what matters the most.
Yeah, I guess if Giannis is on his way out and you say, send him to Milwaukee. Sure. Sure.
The nonchalance for Fox is crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. that was pretty wild. I thought I was getting ready to cook with this point. She was like, who cares?
I do not care about this.
I do not care. She's trying to hit the next button on the song. Like, give me the next. Hey, Siri, play the next song. Sorry. This device just went nuts. Sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've got 2% on my phone.
Oh, okay. So all right. Get out of here.
I got to go, but I love you so much.
All right. Love you back. We appreciate you as always.
See y'all.
Trista Crick. Tells us she's at 2% right
now. Yeah,
why did
she
90
say that?
Seconds. It's only like 90 seconds past the break.
She could have said that a minute ago.
She could have. It's all part of the Trista Crick experience.
All right. It's definitely projecting, and it's not fair. But when do you think they look to trade De'Aaron Fox? After this season, two seasons from now,
TBD. I think it depends on what Castle looks like. Truth be told, he might have gotten a little bit of reprieve with Harper being out.
Yeah, but he's back
to start the season. Oh, he's not missing the start of the season.
Yeah, he's cooking.
Oh, I thought he was missing the start
of
the season.
I thought he was, too, until I saw him like a week ago in the game.
He played in that. He
played preseason. I thought he was going to be out, too.
Okay. Well, then that's different now. That's different. Because, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do if you start out cooking? And I don't know if Steph is rolling. I don't know if Dylan Harper is rolling. Wait, hold on. Bro, what is going on?
Sorry has entered the studio. Sorry.
I ended up asking a stranger if I could use their phone because I saw that you guys said only Trista could cut us at the knees. So I just.
You're not using a stranger's phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, man. There's okay, bro.
How did this happen? It's what did you ask me? Like, hey, can I use your phone? I got to go on D-Lo and KC.
Yeah, I have something really important to do.
Poor Portland is awfully friendly.
I know. That's what I keep trying to tell people. Hey, you don't need to bring the troops here.
Hey, okay, we don't need to bring the troops. Is Portland fun? I mean, is Portland fun? Is Portland good? The Trailblazers, not the city. Are the Trailblazers good?
What is good?
Playoffs would be amazing.
Yeah, are they? Oh, yeah, are they that?
The playoffs? No, we're not going to the playoffs.
If once upon a time this was a betting segment, if the number's 39.5,
I think the number that they gave us is 36.5.
I think that's the number, 35, I believe.
35.
Wherever Kyle found it, 35.
This is a 39 win team, 40 win team.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think Drew will take on the responsibilities of a scorer in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that already in the preseason a little bit.
It's a little problematic.
And I think, what'd you say?
That's a little problematic. That's not where he's at in his career.
Well, I think when you're talking about the Olympics and you're coming off of a title, a guy at that age probably needs a little more downtime than he got. And he never really was healthy last year. So you're hoping that not only is a mentor and a leader, but that he's able to sort of regain some of the things that we liked about him earlier on his career as a scorer. Mm. So that's number one. I think Denny's the real deal. Denny Abdia. He's like one of my favorite players in the league to watch. So fun. You've got... Did you just say something?
No, you were freezing.
The stranger's phone froze for a second.
Oh, I froze. Oh, okay. They've got T-Mobile, I think it looks like. So, what was I about to say? So, you've got Tumani Kamara, who I think is awesome as well. Mm. I think you've got some question marks, of course, at like the center position in terms of how many minutes is Young Hansen going to get? Like, can Donovan cling and stay on the floor? Is he going to get into foul trouble? But I think like this is a team that's going to play with a lot of force, a lot of defensive identity. And you're hoping that Scoot, throughout his rehab, learns from Dame, learns from Drew, and sort of can become a hybrid of both of those guys. Hmm. I mean, I think we're better than you.
Okay, bro. So, okay. Wow. All right. You are really contentious today, first of all. Second, what's the Kings number?
I think it's 35 as well. 35 and a half.
Oh, it's the same number.
I think we have the same win total. Yeah.
So you've got clearly you have the Kings at less than 40 wins. You have the Kings at less than 39 or 40 wins.
I think it's like, okay, we may end up with a similar end of season result. But when you watch it with your own eyes, you're going to say, there's good basketball being played here. Fun, quality.
Ollie does not like this take, by the way. Do you hear? Ollie's not a fan of this at all.
Ollie's a Kings fan. Yeah. He getting mad last week when they were talking about Westbrook. Hey,
don't be talking to D'Lo and Casey like that. And then you're going to see a brand of basketball that, I hope I'm wrong, but this roster is really... I know that people say that the Blazers roster is confusing, but the Kings roster is a lot more confusing to me.
Yeah. I think I said earlier we went over on both of their – or we did more on both of their lines at 35.5. But I do think – this sounds crazy. I think one will make it over, one will be under. I don't know which one it is yet, though.
Both have incentive, if the year is not going great, to vigorously lose games. But I don't know that that's the kind of thing that the Blazers want to do culturally right now. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't think that they will do what they did so egregiously in the past. Because they can still get a pretty good player. There's going to be a very deep class. Probably... 7 or 8 super high quality players.
Mm. Are you in on Houston?
Yeah, I think so. I'm very curious to see this like jumbo lineup that they're rolling out where Kevin Durant's the two. I mean, he can play anything he wants to play, but everybody's 6'7" or above. It's like a little Toronto-esque. I want to know what the shooting looks like. I just kind of want to see it. I just want to, I think I'm in. Mm-hmm. Their upside is tremendous.
Okay.
And they could cause a lot of chaos. They'll probably be a top seed again. I also need to see what they do in the playoffs as
well.
They
don't strike me as chaotic. They strike me as good.
No, I mean causing chaos in terms of like defensive identity. They're going to F stuff up. They're going to always cause like teams to be sped up, teams to feel like they're all arms. Amen, you know, being like this demon out there and like blocking shots. It feels like they're kind of going to be in your gym shorts all game, like a very irritating team to play against with a ton of length and bounce and grit and like no back down. So I mean chaotic in terms of that, not in terms of like how they run their offense. They'll probably be a little bit less slow and plodding offensively than they were last year just because of the add of KD. And I think Reed Sheppard is good. I don't know if defensively how he'll be, but it seems like he's already shown flashes of brilliance. But yeah, I think defensively they will cause a lot of chaos.
Yeah, I like their team. I like everything that they got going on.
And they're deep.
They're deep, and they still have some trade assets that if they need to go get something around the deadline.
What would they need to get?
Maybe a point guard. You know, maybe get a Drew Holiday, something like that. I'm just throwing that type of player.
We're not trading him.
No, I mean that type of player.
Oh. Yeah. The thing that I, really quick, not to go back to the Blazers too much, that I was really pissed off about when this news just sullied, some like sullying, slanderous, not even real news, just rumors they got published, is that Drew Holiday was really upset to go to Portland. And to me, that was striking me as always fugazi, always fake news, because Portland could have traded him anywhere when they traded him to Boston. But they sent him to a team that was ready-made for a championship, and they did it in a way that caused a lot of goodwill. So you're not going to trade for that guy without him signing off on that and being happy about it. I just don't think you do that. You've got a good relationship with his camp. You've already done a good thing for him. Dame has always wanted to play with Drew. Dame loves Drew. So I was always like upset about that. So I'm happy that our guy Mark Spears wrote that article saying Drew is elated to be in Portland. So he's not getting traded anywhere. That's all I want to say. He's not a trade asset.
People just say whatever, bro. They just say whatever.
Yeah, they
just, like, how do you create these stories and these rumors that aren't true and just say them? Mm-hmm.
Like, engagement, you know, bro.
They're literally running with the "I heard." Somebody called them and was like, "Hey, I heard Drew Holiday wasn't happy about this," and then they just reported it.
Well, the what's even crazier is, who's the "I heard" person? Because it's not even true. What are you talking about? This isn't even true. Where do you get off telling a reporter this?
That's the new. But I think that's the new reporter's cushion, as you say. I just heard. I'm not reporting. I just heard. That's what someone said to me. And that's how you protect yourself. And a lot of these guys do it. It's why they say stuff on podcasts that they don't tweet. Then their podcast stuff gets aggregated and put on Twitter. And they're like, no, that's just what I heard. You can give the stranger their phone back.
That's a mighty nice stranger. It's been about 10 minutes.
Tell that stranger you ran into in the wilderness in Portland that we're really thankful.
I go on a specific route every day. Mm-hmm. And so you make fake, you know, you make like hello friends. And there's a coffee shop right here. So
you said hello friend. May I borrow your phone?
Hey, my phone just, because I was right near the coffee shop doing my hit, and then I was like, oh man, my phone's dying. Heard it and were like, step in, Captain Savitress.
So they were like, look, man, I can't let you use my phone. You're like, but it's for D'Lo and KC. And they're like, D'Lo and KC, why didn't you say so?
Oh, I also love that you didn't want to reveal whether it was a man or a woman who handed you the phone because you would not just.
I can't, like.
You
sully the waters here.
It said D'Lo and KC. They're in my Fave 5. They got T-Mobile, right? Yeah, they're in my Fave 5.
Are you calling us from a sidekick?
Amos, yeah. Amos, just Amos right now.
There it is. There it is. All right. Hey, real quick, last when you think of Kevin Durant, what jersey is he wearing?
35.
Well, no, not what the number. He? Like,
oh,
what team
you mean
is it?
What? OKC. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of that the other day. Like, me too.
Yeah.
All
He's
right.
A Thunder. He always going to be a Thunder.
He going to be a Thunder.
Yeah. Shout out Monte Ellis.
He going to be a Thunder. Okay.
All right, y'all.
All right, we appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.